asked Jim if he wanted me to do any announcements, and he said, sure. So I do want to encourage you to sign up, if you haven't, to get these messages from this conference. I think I kept looking for the right word. By the way, Pastor Dave called yesterday. He sends his love. He could not come this year, but he couldn't stand it anymore. He says, I have to have a report. I told him about Elaine. I said, Elaine is being Elaine. Glory to God. Bodies laying all over the floor. It's wonderful, you know, and people getting healed and baptized in the Holy Ghost. And he says, man, it was great, you know. And I said, of course, you know me. I'm teaching out of a 5-gallon bucket, but it's still good. I hardly ever move at all, but. Anyway, he sends his love, and maybe next year he can come again. That would be great. But I do recommend that you get these meetings. And the way Jim put it, I was trying to tell Dave, I said, Dave, the way I said it yesterday wasn't as good as what Jim said last night. I said, I feel like I've had a bath. I don't know, I feel clean. It's a refreshing, though I was fishing for all those words. But the one that Jim said last night, it's like all of our computers have been rebooted. We are all getting a little bit clunky, you know. And we're still functioning, but it's a little clunky. But it's like, you know, when your computer gets like that, you reboot it and everything straightens out. I said, I feel like I've been rebooted. Glory to God. I got to straighten it out. Hallelujah. I feel good. You know, I'm ready to go to work now. Hallelujah. Now, I want to mention one other thing. At my website, or mine and Sue's really, it's, even though it's GaryCarpenter.org, we have one ministry with two manifestations. And we haven't added a new teaching series there, believe it or not, since 2004. Now, we've added tons of teachings, but they're all under recent teachings that go back to 2004. I'm going to have to rename those weekly services or something. They're not so recent now. But I did a series last year that the Lord said, now, this is, you're going to have to make this one into a series. So those of you that's familiar with the website, let me tell you how to navigate to it real quick. It's GaryCarpenter.org, and you click on the media page, then you click on the Christian Foundations page, and it's series number 9, Knowing God's Ways. In Hebrews, the writer says, well, God says, these people could not enter my rest because they do always err in their heart. And they have not known my ways. Well, what the Lord did, you know, Sue and I have been at this now for over 30 years, and we cut our teeth on the faith movement. What I call Faith 101, you know, and I thank God for that, because if it hadn't been for what we learned there, I'd have left this earth back in 1990 with cancer. Thank God that we knew the foundations of faith. But we kept hitting these brick walls all the time. And, you know, I'm not moved by what I see. And we'd do okay for a while, but we'd always kind of hit these brick walls. Well, then the Lord teamed us up with Dave Roberson. And he says, you know, don't throw away the walk of faith. But what you need to do is add the leadership of the Holy Ghost. You get a faith person that knows how to be led by God. Now, you've got something dangerous to the devil. So this series is kind of the distilled wisdom or knowledge that we've learned over these past 30 years. It combines the good from what we learn from faith and the best of what we've learned from being led by the Spirit. Let me just give you the titles real quick, and then we'll go on here. It's called Knowing God's Ways. The first one, The Time Bandit. The Time Bandit. The second, I'd like to listen. If you don't ever whip the Time Bandit from stealing your life, you're never going to fulfill your ministry. If you don't overcome that one, the rest of the messages don't matter. Because you're going to have to spend time with God. And you're going to have to learn how the time bandit functions and not be ignorant of his devices anymore. Otherwise, he'll steal the next 10 years too. The second title is called Kingdom Jurisdiction. Do you know in Revelations it says that God has made us priests and kings? You know, most Christians I meet don't feel like they have any kingship at all. But the truth of it is, you are a king. And if you're a king, then you have jurisdiction somewhere. Now, how are you supposed to exercise it? That's lesson number 2. Number 3, receiving answered prayer. See, God says, my people, they don't know my ways. Well, people just pray, you know. They just pray any way they want to. If that worked, there was no need for Jesus to teach how to pray. But he taught us how to pray, and there's more than one kind of prayer. So this one is receiving answered prayer and doing it God's way. Then there's free from worry and fear. Receiving from heaven's resources. Intercession by faith. Now that message right there, I've never heard anything like it anywhere on planet Earth still to this day. Now other people may teach it. I don't get around that much. But it was new to me. It's one of the most powerful things. It's changed my whole prayer life. Called intercession by faith. Number seven, there's only two more. Number seven is, what do you want from God? What do you really want from God? And the last one is my personal favorite. What is truth to you? See, John the Apostle said, I have no greater joy than to hear that the children walk in truth. What is truth to you? By the way, you can afford these messages. They're free. Now, they're available in... You don't have to be much of a computer whiz. We've got them there two ways for you. If you can get on the internet at all and get to that page, if all you can do is click on the title, it will begin to play for you. That's all the techno savvy you got to have. You got to have speakers on your computer. Hit the title. Just click on the title. It will begin to play. It's wonderful. Then there's an MP3 out to the right, and you can click on that and download the MP3. You can put it on your iPod and put it on your iPhone nowadays or whatever you've got. Now, if you still need a CD, we don't really offer CDs through our ministry unless you ask real nice, because I have to make them one at a time. I write on it with a magic marker, and I send it to you. Okay? CDs are going the way of the LPs. Okay? You're already obsolete if that's your primary method of listening to messages. So, you know, did you know you can make your own CD from the MP3? You go, say, I don't know how to do that. There is a teenager on your block. You give them $10, they'll make you all the CDs you want. Now, they'll do it for you. And they'll go, it's so simple to them, it's like falling out of bed. It's like nothing. Okay? So, again, knowing God's ways. It's at the website in the Christian Foundation section. It's another whole conference for you. It's eight messages. Your prayer life. Do you want more answers to prayer? I recommend that series for you. All right, open up to Luke 6:38 now. They say it's offering time. Said I knew they'd finally get around to it. I knew sooner or later we're going to get a traditional old time. Yeah, get all the money now, Luke 6:38. And really, I'm going to do this quickly. Now, I also have a lesson taught this year, 2011, in the recent teachings, and the title is Luke 6:38. That's all the title there is. It's much more detailed. I'm going to do this in about 5 minutes, okay? But if you want to get the rest of it, you can afford that one too. Okay? All right. Now, Luke 6:38. Give! I want you to know that if you give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure you meet, it shall be measured to you again. I'm getting a white hanky over here. Now see, somebody said, preach it, white boy. Hallelujah. Now, got me with that one. See, this is the danger again of preachers lifting verses out of its setting. If you have a red letter Bible, look at all the red. I mean, this is right smack in the middle of a big, long teaching of Jesus. But I didn't know that in those days. I mean, in the 80s, we weren't attending Dave Roberson services yet. I didn't know how to meditate the Word of God. And it was him that taught us. Look, if you want to know what a verse means, you need to ask the Holy Spirit to help you back up and find out the beginning of this subject. Then you need to ask him to help you look forward to find the ending of it. And I'll tell you right now, you're going to have to get past chapter title theology. Because a lot of these, You know, the Word of God is anointed by the Holy Ghost and really authored by the Holy Ghost. And I know these men did their best to divide it up into chapters. And boy, but some of those chapters, they didn't change the subject when they thought it did. You know. Well, anyway, you know what's traditional. All I knew in those days was the way it was taught from the pulpit. They'd lift that verse out by itself and they'd say, now look at it. Look at it. Look in your Bible. It's offering time. What does God say? He says, the measure that you give into this offering, that's the same measure God's going to use to measure back your harvest, your blessing. Do you want a teaspoon blessing from God? Then just give a little bit. Do you want a carload blessing from God? Then you're going to have to give more than that. You know, how many of you want, they'd go usually, how many of you want a truck, dump truck load of blessing from God? My hand was the first one up. You know, I'd break the sound barrier. Bam, you know. Then you're going to have to give truckloads, because with the same measure you meet, God measures back to you. And if you don't have a truckload to give, some of you is going to have to maximize your credit card. And we did. We did for a decade probably. Give and give and give and give and give and give. Couldn't tell much difference in our prosperity than the neighbors on either side of us that weren't tithing or giving at all. Didn't understand what was going on. I mean, it's in there, so what's the problem? Again, about 3 minutes. So let's go to the end of this chapter, and then back to the beginning of this chapter, or at least part of the way back. Come down to verse 46. Jesus is still talking. It's still red letters here. He says, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever comes to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. Now did you get that? Not just hear them, but hear them and do them. I will show you to whom he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep, laid the foundation on a rock, and when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not, he that heareth what and doeth not? His sayings, the sayings of Jesus. If he just hear it, now they both heard. One did, and one didn't. And notice the storms come to all. Did you notice that? He didn't say the storms wouldn't come. In fact, he's pretty well guaranteeing the storms are coming. As long as the devil's alive, the storms are coming. Okay? But he says, this guy who heard but he didn't do, he's like a man that without a foundation, he built a house upon the earth, and against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. He said, well, I don't want my house to go to fall when the storm hits. So the key here is to hear and do his sayings. That's how you build on the rock. Hear and do his sayings. Dave goes, well, let's see if we can find any of his sayings here. Let's see. Let's back up a little bit. Oh, how about verse 27? Want to hear him do his sayings? Well, Jesus says, but I say, that's one of his sayings. But I say unto you which hear, what? Love your enemies? Do good to them which hate you? Bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully uses you? Can I just give my offering in the bucket? And unto him that smites thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that takes away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asks of thee, and of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. As you would that men should do to you, do you also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have you? Sinners also love those that love them. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have you? Sinners also do the same. And if you lend to them of whom you hope to receive, what thank have you? Sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But now he's starting to sum it up. But love ye your enemies. Do good. Lend, hoping for nothing again. Your reward shall be great. You shall be children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be you therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, you shall not be judged. Condemn not, you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Now look at me. Normally, when we're in a situation and we've got one of these evil, wicked sinners, and he's come and he's slapping you on the cheek and he's talking ugly to you and he's taking away your $50,000 and he's making you walk 2 miles and he's treating you bad. You know, what we want to do is counsel from Pastor Jim, because we're the ones in trouble. Jim, what do I do? This guy's treating me terrible. He's taking away my money. He's slapping me. He's slandering me. He's doing all these things. Help me. Help me. Help me. But see, from God's point of view, he's looking down on this, and you're his child. You're the one on your way to heaven. From his point of view, who's in trouble here? It's that evil sinner. It's that guy that's doing all that, and that's the one that Jesus died for too. And what he's looking for is people that values that man's soul more than their own prosperity. And the promise is, yeah, he may walk away with your $50,000. He may really do it. God says, my promise to you is if you'll let him go, if you'll extend my mercy to the sinner, my personal guarantee to you is I will speak to the hearts of other people. They will give back to you good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I like to say it this way. You will never be permanently diminished for extending my mercy to the sinner. Boy, that's just a far cry from living in strife. You know, angry with the person next to you, wondering how your lawsuit is going with your neighbor. Oh, it's offering time. I do want to be blessed. I'll put my tip to God in here. He'll give back to me good measure, pressed down, no matter that I'm living in strife with everybody around me. There's just a big difference between those two things. Amen? So when you give today, I'm going to say it again, when you give into this offering, the last person that I want to be on your mind is you. God gives from the heart. He has put his nature in us. When we give into any offering, if it's a legitimate ministry, you know how the funds are going to be used, first and foremost. Yes, it supports the ministers, but it also, the primary purpose of it is to get this gospel around the world so people can be saved, and also to not just get them saved, but Jesus said, make disciples. You go and teach. You go and teach. You mold them until that transformation is complete and they're walking like I walk, talk like I talk, and have the same results I had. Amen? Amen? Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to give into your kingdom, Lord. Father, the heart of the people that I know the hearts of the people here, Father, they're not trying to figure out ways to give less to you. Father, we're all trying to figure out how to give more, still meet our obligations. And Father, that same heart that beats in you, you've put it in us by the new birth. Father, you heard what was spoken. I didn't bribe them with a hundredfold return. I didn't threaten them with a curse. Father, I laid out your heart the best I knew how from your word. So, Father, you already know that everything that's given in this offering, Father, it comes from hearts that love you, hearts that are concerned about your gospel, hearts that want to see those wicked sinners saved, that Jesus paid such a terrible price to rescue them, Father. Mold us into those servants that value their souls more than we value our money. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Everybody says, amen. Amen.